Good afternoon, Mr. Bendor.
Hello, Nikki.
You didn't attend any of the Jay Flatley's presentations on the Illumina Roadshow, did you?
The only one he did company-wide.
Are you saying that during the company-wide presentation, you said he said he had to...
No, it was a separate meeting, small, called quite urgently on some day. I don't remember what day it was. It was late afternoon, where there was the issue of validity of the statement that can we decode or we shall decode 2,000 bead types was an issue that I believe caused Jay to call the meeting.
So this was before the roadshow began?
Probably before the roadshow, but I can't tell you how far before the roadshow.
You did not attend any of the, outside of Illumina, you did not attend any of the roadshow presentations?
Absolutely not.
You have no basis for saying what was actually said on the roadshow presentations?
That's correct. That's correct.
Are you familiar with the agreement between Illumina and Applied Biosystems, one of its partners?
There was an agreement with multiple stages, one of which was to do the 768 decode at a particular time with particular accuracy and with all kinds of things like that. Yes, there were several. Yes, I'm familiar with it. I don't remember the exact data, but I am familiar with it.
Are you familiar with the product that Illumina was to provide to the agreement with Applied Biosystems and how many bead types that array was supposed to contain?
I believe it was 768. I'm wrong?
You are familiar with...
I'm wrong.
Are you familiar with a goal, for the record, that was to be sold through Applied Biosystems?
No.
So you have no way of knowing whether one of the goals was to sell an array that contained 2,000 bead types?
No, I don't remember seeing a document. I know 2,000 was a number that we at engineering were required to support.
Let's go back to Exhibit 269 here. You didn't receive a copy of this email, did you?
Unfortunately not.
Were you saying earlier with Mr. Pantone that there was a word missing with respect to results, where it says, with Johnny's help, the last sentence there, the results are excellent?
What I'm saying to make that statement correct, the word registration results are excellent.
Okay.
Not the decoding results are excellent, as would be implied from that statement.
So, are you familiar with the registration results from an experiment that was conducted so that you would have seen the white light images on July 12, 2000?
I believe that Mark Chi wrote that based on fact, that images were registered properly.
So, are you disputing that the decoding results are excellent?
That's correct. I'm disputing the fact that you could get perfect registration, but decoding would be useless, or at least inaccurate.
So are you testifying that you saw excellent registration in the images?
I saw, yeah, yes. I believe that I don't recall exactly looking at all the results, but the way the program ran, it would give indication of whether registration is good or not good.
I believe Mr. Pantone asked you if you personally conducted any part of the decoding analyses, and I thought your answer was no.
No, I did not. Decoding is part of the clustering.
Are you disputing that the clustering experiment that's being discussed here did not show good decoding results?
I would say that I'm skeptical. From what I know, from other images I've seen at the time, I would be skeptical.
Did you see the results presented by Bahram Kermani?
It was presented in strip charts, yes, in company meetings.
Are you sure it's this experiment?
No, I can't be sure.
Are you sure there are sets of 768 sequences analyzed at Illumina at the time you reached the date of July 13, 2000?
Yeah, probably was more than one 768 experiment going on.
You don't have any idea what's being referred to in this particular email?
I probably don't. I do have an idea, but I don't know if it's one that... Yeah, right. I don't know which one he's talking about here. That's correct.
Do you consider Dr. Zarnik a friend?
I'd like him to be a friend, but I didn't befriend him personally. My interaction with him at Illumina was not as a personal friend.
Did you feel yourself aligned with him in terms of expressing certain points of view that the two of you held in common while you were employed at Illumina?
Point of view I had nothing to do with his point of view. But 6 months after joining Illumina, after, from my point of view, establishing that the job, image job, can be done, I'd focused my attention on the fact that even though we would do the image analysis correctly, the decoding had several flaws in the way the company was going about it. And I, at the time, approached my boss, Rich Pytaluski, and I was able to convince him that engineering has to take responsibility for that part of the task. He told me he talked to Tony afterwards, and I had several meetings with Tony and Steve Barnard and Sheng Fang and whoever, where I outlined what I thought had to be done. That was the end of my interaction. I wasn't personal friend. If our opinions were in alignment in that respect, good. But that wasn't the reason I befriended him.
Do you recall Dr. Zarnik ever expressing any concerns that the data from the particular 768 experiment that's being referred to in this email was being overstated?
He didn't say that to me.
Did he ever say to you anything about a concern that some of the data from decoding experiments at Illumina might be used to perpetuate a fraud to the investing public during the IPO?
He didn't say that to me.
Were you aware Dr. Zarnik had received a performance counseling session from other senior managers prior to July 2000?
Performance what?
Performance counselings.
What is that?
Were you aware the senior managers had expressed to Dr. Zarnik they were unhappy with his performance at Illumina?
Object. Prior to
July 2000?
Lacks. Is that a preliminary question?
I'm just asking his awareness.
I don't think this is relevant with this witness.
Are you aware of any concerns Dr. Zarnik raised with respect to the methodology applied to the decoding experiment that's referred to in this email?
He didn't raise them with me because I was usually the one who was the most vociferous about these things. It would be redundant for him to tell me these things. So the answer is no.
So when you were raising your vociferous concerns, was that with respect to the imaging aspect of the decoding?
Not particularly. It was regarding the sequence, regarding our methodology. Instead of going to decode 768 at once, I wanted to start with one color only, make sure that works well. Then go to two beads with one color, and three beads, eight beads, whatever, with one color. When we get to 64 beads or whatever, a good number with one color, then it's time to try two colors. We know that there are problems by just going to two colors, let alone three or four or whatever. I wanted to proceed in this area in a very methodical, cautious manner. My position was overruled by Mark Chi. I tried to solicit, not directly, support from chemistry and some people in biology who would also support me when I had face-to-face meetings with them. But as soon as they were involved in other meetings where Mark Chi presided, basically, they chose to stay mute.
So, are you disputing that any of the genotyping experiments that were conducted on the arrays that were decoded using this methodology were inaccurate?
They were susceptible to many errors, many of which we had no idea how largely they affected the results at that time.
Do you have any training in molecular biology?
You don't need. For this, you don't need to know.
Is it your position that the genotyping methods that would apply to these arrays that were decoded using this technology were somehow flawed because of the decoding methodology?
Yes, that's my position. In fact, there were cases where when I started working on this with Steve Barnard, we could show, and we did, that many results didn't make sense. It would show, but only had one bead type on it, would show up as if it had two bead types. We knew there was only one bead type because that's what we put on it, but the same bundle would show up as if it had two bead types and three colors. It would have four bead types.
So you have an understanding of what caused more than one bead type to light up in those experiments?
Yes, you don't have to be a rocket scientist for that. There's some basic elements. For example, if you had several beads in a little circle with an empty spot inside, because of what's called scattering, whatever, it would look as if those five beads would fluoresce. A spot in the middle that is vacant would also fluoresce, appearing to be fluorescing. It would become bright.
Let's get away from the hypothetical. Did you see any data with respect to the 768 experiment that's been referred to in this experiment that showed any of these problems?
I don't recall that because I was not... I'll answer very frankly. If it was more than one color, I had no interest in it.
Okay. So you had no interest in multicolor images?
I had no interest in listening to results from clustering and decoding if they were done in multicolored images. That's correct.
Why did you come to leave Illumina?
I was fired.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. You may step down. Call your next witness, please.